Keep him in prayer. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter. Zach, go over there and turn those other ones down. I think this one is number one. Turn number one down a little bit. Amen. We got them still coming in. Sister Edith Blackwell, I see you. Amen. I see you. Deacon Berger. That's right. Y'all come on in here. Amen. We'll try to get these mics adjusted. Turn the others down. Turn mic number one down just a little bit. Amen. Turn mic one just a little bit and turn the other ones all the way down. Amen. Just pull the curtain back so I can look and see, make sure you're doing. Okay, yeah, the white knobs, the white, yeah.
I turned that one back up.
Turn it up right there. All right. And turn the other ones, make sure all the other ones are down. There you go. All right. Amen. All right, there we go. Amen. Hope that sounds a little better. Sister Sean Harris, that's my sister. Amen. Glad to see you in. Amen. Yeah, y'all keep on coming in. I'm gonna get down. Amen. We got a great word on tonight. Amen. I believe it's going to be an encouraging word for all of you that are listening, that are tuning in. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter. Go ahead and tell some others. Tell them, say, Brother Omar is on tonight. Amen. Let them know I'm here. Amen. Know some may have been missing us, but we're yet here. Amen. And once again, I thank God for my precious wife and her absence. Amen. And nothing like having the right teammate. Amen. You can have a teammate, but if they ain't the right teammate, you in a world of trouble. Amen. You got to make sure you got the right teammate. Amen. You can have a teammate, but if it ain't the right teammate, you in trouble. Amen. Brother Lawrence, God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Glad to see you in on tonight. Amen. Come on. We got a few more folks coming on in. Y'all come on in here. Amen. So glad to have y'all in on tonight. We're going to Romans, amen, the 8th chapter, verse number 37. I promise you, amen, if you just bear with us just for a few minutes, amen, we'd definitely be through by 8 o'clock. Amen. Sister Pamela King, amen. God bless you, Sister Pamela. We see you. Amen. We see you. Amen. Thank y'all so much. Amen. Thank you. So go ahead on and share. Amen. Share. Tell him, Brother Omar, say he got something special. Amen. A special word for you on tonight. Amen. Wherever you are, you could be in the hospital. Amen. You could be in the nursing home. You could be in the prison, the jail, the detention center. Amen. You could be in your bedroom. Amen. That's a word for you on tonight. Amen. It's a word just for you. Amen. It's a word just for you. Amen. On tonight. Romans 8 and 37. We're going to move right along. Amen. Don't want to worry your patience. Amen. We definitely understand. It's a pleasure just to have people tuning in. Amen. And we don't want to worry your patience while you're here. Romans 8 and 37. If you got it, say amen. That's from my in-house studio church. Amen. Y'all help me read if you got it. Amen. They trying to find it. Amen. My studio church, my garage front church. Amen. Amen. They're here. Amen. Romans 8 and 37. Romans the 8th chapter, verse number 37, on the count of three. Amen. Read it with me right where you are. Read it with me. One, three. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. Let's read that one more time. We're going to just that one scripture, amen, for starters, amen. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. Tonight, we want to talk from the subject, I've got more in me. All right. Amen. Amen. Come on. Listen. Amen. I can't hear y'all saying it out there, but just say it if you can. I got more in me. Amen, amen. I've got more in me. I've got more in me. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We appreciate you on tonight. As we come now to preach your word, we ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. I got more. That's right, Sister Harris, Sister Shante. I got more in me. Amen. Now look, here's our next T-shirt for those of you that's been, and I want to thank those of you that's been supporting us, this ministry, this family ministry. We had our first T-shirt come out. If God be for us, The who don't matter. You guys have been supporting that, and I want to thank you. And this is our second T-shirt. Amen. It has a cross, and it has the words, hang with him. Amen. Amen. It has the cross, and it has hang with him. We know you can hang with everybody else, but we can hang with Jesus. Amen. Here, we're going to talk from the subject, I've got more in me. Amen. Truth is, there is more to you than what people can see. Amen. Let me say that again. There is more to you than what people can see. Yes, sir. We must remain focused and not get stuck by other folks' measuring sticks. Now, let me say that again. We must remain focused and not get stuck by other people or other folks' measuring sticks. I'm going to show you what I mean by that in a few moments. We must be careful not to surround ourselves with folks that carry small measuring sticks. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, I'm going for that tonight. Just bow with me. Amen. I'm going to try not to get too happy the whole time. But, we got to be careful not to surround ourselves with people that carry small measuring sticks. Yeah, the folks that carry small measuring sticks, will only allow you to grow, but so far. The people that carry small measuring sticks, amen, automatically carry limitations, not just on themselves, but carry limitations on you, and not just on themselves, and not just on you. Folks that carry small measuring sticks, they carry small, and they have small limitations for God. Lord, let me do tonight. So you got to be careful who you surround yourself with. Get yourself away from folks that don't have a vision. I can't get nobody tonight. Get yourself away from folks that don't have any dreams. Amen. Don't see themselves going nowhere no time soon. They're going nowhere no time soon in a hurry. Lord, let me tonight. Yeah, you've been surrounding and you've been wondering why you seem to be stuck. Is it possibly because you're hanging with a bunch of haters? You're hanging with a bunch of folks that ain't going nowhere in the hurry. Amen. Lord, let me hear the night. You got to learn to disassociate yourself. Amen. Like they taught you in elementary school. You don't sit next to the one that's causing the problem. If you know that person is a problem, amen, cause it. You know they cause issues. If you're smart, you know to move your feet. In other words, distance yourself from folks that ain't doing nothing. Lord, I can't even know this for the night, but I know I'm preaching on you. Yeah, folks that have small measuring sticks, have small minds measuring, amen, they can only see but so far. They can only jump but so high. Their wings can only spread but so wide. Wow, because they have a small measuring they're limited, their conscious, their mind, they can't see, amen, above or beyond. It's just like now, the neighborhood I'm from, born and raised in Lewis Park, amen, I love where I'm from, but in order to get out of there, amen, you have to have a vision to see yourself doing something greater and not being captivated by your surroundings. Even though some may still live there, but you still, amen, got to be able to see yourself while you're living there. See yourself, amen, being an eagle and being able to fly while you're hanging around or while there might be buzzards around you. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we blame someone where we're from, and it ain't where you're from, it's what you're doing. Oh, well, some help make me who I am, amen, because I can still, in spite of what I'm doing, I can see myself, amen, flying like an eagle. And I refuse to keep company with folk that has a small measuring stick. Let's be confident in who God made us and stop striving to be like others. Yes, I said it. Be confident in who God made you. Listen, beloved, when he made you, he threw everything else away. There's nobody else like you. Oh, my God. When God created, when he formed you in the belly, amen, he knew what he was doing. He had great things in store for you. He had great things in store for me. And I don't know about anybody else, but I want the realness of God. I want everything that God has for me. Amen. I want to overflow. Amen. So that my wife can partake in it. I want to overflow so my children can eat from it. I want to overflow so those that are surrounded by me or that are in my company can feel what God is doing in my life. Amen. I want to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. You are the best you ever created. I like seeing the parts right there. Amen. That's right. Let me say it again. You are the best you ever created. Amen. Somebody need to just write that down. Amen. Text that to yourself. I'm the best me ever created. Amen. If you got folk going, listen, it's bad when you don't like yourself and folks trying to be like you. Amen. Listen here. Stop. Amen. Stop. Listen. You stop being your worst ridicule. You stop being your worst enemy and proclaim what God has said about you. You're the head and not the tail. Amen. You're the lift and not the follower. Amen. You're a royal person. You're the glory of people. Amen. Lord, help me here tonight. You got folks that, amen, God is going to see in your area, in your direction, for you to be a blessing to. But you got to know who you are. I've got more in me, huh? Amen. I said this a couple of weeks ago. I believe it's the Transformers that have the slogan, there's more to me than meets the eye. Amen. Oh, I got something within me, amen, that the world don't even know, amen, exists yet. And I'm about to move. I'm about to blow up. Look at somebody say, boom! I'm about to blow up. Amen. I'm trying to preach the message. I'm trying to. Amen. But boom! I'm about to blow up. Amen. You better look at me now because this time next week, boom! I'm getting ready to explode. Amen. Because I got more in me. I got more in me. God has placed purpose and ability in each and every one of us. Amen. Let me say that again. I hope somebody's getting this tonight. God has placed purpose, not with me tonight, and ability in each and every one of us. I preached a message a few weeks ago about using what you got, what's in your hands. And this is just a piggyback of that. And on Sunday, amen, I'm going to try to bring some ice cream, amen, and put the ice cream on top of the cake. Amen. We just build it, trying to help the people of God understand who they are in God. And if God be for us, then the who won't matter. Amen. God has placed purpose and ability in each and every one of us. It's in our hands. You will only go as high as the roof of the room you're standing in. Lord, help me tonight. Woo! Let me say it again. Some of y'all, Lord, help me here. I'm trying to pick my hair, but it's all right. Listen, let me say that again. Let me say that again. You will only go as high as the roof of the room you're standing in. Lord, let me say that one more time. You will only go as high as the roof of the room you stand in. Think about this. If you got a name, keep it real bad, then you better change your room. You better change your room and your roommate. Come on, Pastor, you better change your room and your roommate. You will only go as high as the roof of the room You're standing in. You're laying in. You are sleeping in. You only go as high as the roof. And some of these rooms, the reason why they're so low is because we allow others to dictate to us what room to be in. Lord, I wish I could preach this thing tonight. Amen. You
done gained so much power and authority to folk that really don't like you, folk that really don't care about you, and you wonder why every time you stand up, amen, you keep hitting your head. It's because God is trying to show you, I got bigger, amen, wider, amen, I got higher heights and deeper depths for you, but I've got to get you out of that room. But instead of you allowing God to get you out of that room, you're so complacent and you're fearful. Amen. And you need to learn to elevate your faith. It says, I got to do it by myself. Just God before me. I keep telling y'all that. In the who don't matter. Amen. I've grown, I got to a point in my life now as pastor. It don't matter who's coming. It don't matter who's going. It's God before us. I ain't caring about how many people showing up. Amen. I ain't caring about how much offering. Amen. Then what? Lord, if God be for us. In the hookah. I got to get out from under that roof. Because under that roof, there was limitations. There was too much extra stuff under that roof. So God had to take me off from under that roof and put me under a new roof. Amen. Where I can fly a little bit and let's fly a little higher. Lord, help me tonight. Now, this one ain't part of it, but since I'm here, let me talk the way I'm talking. Amen. Sometimes God will have to make you uncomfortable in order for you to soar. In order for you to soar like eagles, you got to get uncomfortable. You can't be afraid to go on the mountain high. You can't be afraid to go up there and have to sit down and sit up there and look down on others. Amen. Not in a derogatory, not in a negative way, but today to say, look where the Lord has brought me from. And while you're sitting up there, you're able to tell others, if you just stay connected to God, he can mount you up on wings as he wants to. But some of us are surrounded by folks that got small measuring sticks. Help me tonight, Lord. Then you step out of the room and into a place that has no roof. Let me put all that together. Let's see if I can help you here. You will only go as high as the roof of the room you are standing in. Now, then you step out of that room and into a place that has no roof. Lord, help me tonight. I see you, Sister Kenya. You have to be preached tonight. Amen. Then you step out of that room and into a place that has no roof. Listen, beloved, you plus God equals the majority. I dare five of y'all to type that. I dare five of you to make that comment. Me plus God equals the majority. Me plus God. Me plus God equals the majority. If you got God, then it don't matter about anything else. If God told you to do it, then it don't matter who agrees with you. Amen. Listen here. Amen. Stop misbehaving. Stop. Amen. Hoping and wanting for everybody. To agree with your vision. If God told you to do it, you got to obey God. It happened in the scripture. You got folks that are talking out of it. You know what God said about your life. You know what God said about your family. Amen. And you get wrapped around the wrong folk. You get wrapped around the wrong folk that will tell you God didn't say what you said God did say. And when you find those folk, amen, when you find Negroes that won't agree, amen, with what you know God said about you and what you know God told you to do, escape, get away from them. Get out of that room of doubt. Get out of that room of depression. Get out of that room of oppression. Amen. Disassociate yourself. Stop answering the telephone. Folks that's calling you with bad news all the time, stop answering the phone. You try to tell them what God tell you, and they always got to tell you something else. No, stop talking to them. Pray for them. Amen. Send them to the message. If they leave a message, depending on what they say in the message, if the message they leave, amen, quickens your spirit and agrees with what God tell you, then you answer, then you call them back. If not, don't even call. Because the devil will try to talk you out of what God talked you into. Lord, help me tonight. out here. Lord, to the hand you about this month, but the devil will try to talk you out of what God has talked you into. Lord, help me in the night. Amen. Somebody said, no, it won't. I said, yes, he will. Many of the neighbor say, yes, he will. The devil will try to talk you out of it. He tried to talk Jesus out of it. Jesus was led up into the Spirit, to the mountain, by the Spirit. And thou, Satan, Lord, and he talked to me. He tried to say, well, did not God say, if thou art dead, if you throw yourself, amen, he'll send something, let thou dash up. And then Jesus had to report the word back to the devil. You better know what God said about you. Lord, help me tonight. You better know it. Sometimes the devil, you can be sleeping with the enemy. You can be riding, you can be drinking coffee with the enemy. That'll try to talk you out of what God has talked you into. God talked you into it. Then you are doing what God said to you. And when the damn things don't seem to be working out the way you thought they should, and the devil will come and tell you something different. Oh, help me tonight. Now just look at the neighbor and say, I got more in me. Listen here, I got to close this thing. But this is what I'm saying. This is what I mean. Y'all see this? Like a little river. See? Can y'all see that? Tell me, is that on the screen? Can y'all see this? Sometimes, do you see this little river? This little angle hang right here? See, some of us, we deal with soap. And we're dealing with situations. I'm looking right there. We here. We're dealing with people that want to keep us here. We here, small measuring stick. There's angles. You can use that little ruler. You need so many inches or whatever. You know, you want to cut as an angle. And some of us, we're surrounding ourselves with folks that keep using this on us. See, with this you can only go, but so far. See, with this you bow by the devil. God is giving you business ventures. God is giving you great ideas. He's put so much greatness in your hand, but you're surrounding yourself with folks that keep putting this and keep throwing this at you. See, you can only go by so far. That's right. You're limited. Thank you, Sister Kenya. You're limited with this. And you trying to do greatness with this. And this, you can't do greatness because you got limitations. You're surrounding yourself with folks that only got a pocket full of these. See? Come with anger. I mean, it can serve its purpose, but it's going to take you but so far. But there's a group of y'all out there. Lord, I would love to see who can shout on this. Amen. Listen, if you can agree with what I'm about to show you in this illustration, and just put some hearts that say, this is me. You're pastor, you brother Omar, you talking to me tonight. If you're ready to graduate from this, because you know God that is called you to more than this, and the God, what God wants to do in your life, requires this. Lord, help me tonight. What God has shown me, it requires this. I need more room. I need this. Because there's more in me. You held me down to this point for so long, but God is calling me to greater. Lord, somebody shout greater. There's more in me. Lord, help me tonight. Yes, Lord. Lord, help me. Let me try to bring you back in here. Let me hear. This is what God is calling me for. This is what God is calling me to. This is the purpose that God has on my life. But I got to get rid of them zeros. Yes, Lord. So I can get my zeros. So I can get and be all that God has called me to be. Get yourself around folk that's got small measuring sticks. You can only jump up so high when you're around them. And you've been stagnant in your ministry. You've been stagnant in your gift. Your business has been stagnant because you've been seeking the advice of all that keep telling you, I will do nothing. It's COVID. It's a pandemic going on. Amen. Things are, listen, I want to have what I got now. Those who not, if it wasn't for a pandemic, we decided that there was more. My wife and I, the children, we decided there's more to us than what we were limited to. I see that thing, baby. Get rid of them zeros. Get rid of them. And get rid of the heroes. Then a hero comes along. Give you strength to carry on. Y'all know that song. This is what God is calling some of you to do, to lead it by faith tonight. He's going to say, eyes haven't seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men. Good things. But you got to get rid of. You got to get rid of the folks that carry small yardsticks. Lord, I wish I could just take out and run a lap or two around here. Amen. Let me get through here. Let's be ready to say, I've got more in me. Let's look at verse 31. I'm about to close, right? I'm about to close. Look at verse 31. Paul writing to the, he's in, they say he's in Corinth, writing to the church at Rome. Listen to what he says in verse 31. What shall we say to these things? That question. So what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's why I got the t-shirt. That's why I got that motto from it. God be for us. The who don't matter. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? I'm getting through here. He that spared not his own son. For we know God so loved the world that he gave his only. John 3:16. The God said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God put not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Everything you need is in your hands. Lord, help me tonight. I'm going to have to finish this on Sunday morning. And who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Listen. God has called you. God has ordained you. God has qualified and justified you. Stop worrying about what folks say. Who shall lay anything to, anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Somebody say, well, how do you become who you are? Because of God. Because of God. Now help me tonight. Verse 34. Who is it he that condemns? Who can convict? Who is it that can sentence me? What do you mean by that, Brother Paul? It is Christ that died. You didn't die for me, and I know it's an old saying, but it's the truth. It's the truth. You don't have a heavenly hell to preach for you. And who hired you to stand at the gate? Lord, help me tonight. Who hired you to stand at the gate to dictate who can and can't go in? Amen. I'm so glad God can give the power, amen, to some of us, amen. Thank God he's got the power. He's going to decide. If it was up some of us, folks you don't like, amen, won't get in. Folks that don't look like you, won't get in. Folks that don't dress like you, won't get in. Thank God for Jesus. It's Christ that died. You never, that is risen again. Who is even on the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. And I'm just about to get through here, but I got to tell you this. Shall separate us from the love of Christ. Is that for you? Is that for you? I said, That dog is right there. Amen. But who are you? Shall I trust you, Lord? Yeah, from alive. I think that's what he said. I'm trying to write it up. Oh, Christ. Tribulation or distress. Or persecution or famine. Or nakedness or peril. Or sword. Even if you're trying to kill me, even if you're coming after me, sometimes you got folks that, amen, they may not love something. Try to kill you physically, but they need to destroy their credibility. Sometimes you got folks that would love to put a bad word out over your name. And God knows, amen, since I've been pastoring, Lord, let me say, there's been quite a few folks that no doubt got something bad to say about me. But it don't matter. Yeah, it is God's bad time. Come on, brother, that's just me time. Why don't somebody just bring your hand and say, thank God for Jesus. Woo! Yes, God. God said to one man, for the Lord of Christ. The Bible, oh, it's been a while since I did this. It's the Bible, the Bible, the Bible is there. That tribulation or distress, or such, or persecution or famine. Or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written. Listen, beloved, do not forget our eyes, it is written in your spirit. Because sometimes folks will try to remember to forget about you. Yeah, sometimes people will call a party, and the party is just so everybody can remember to forget about you. Yeah. But I heard the Bible say, as it is written, for God make me your king on the day long. I counted as sheep for the slaughter, but in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Why don't you lean down on the name and say, neighbor, I've got more in me. Is there anybody here that believes you got more in you? I can't see you, but if the spirit raise your hand and say, yes, I got more. I got more in me. The Bible says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, not your mama, and not your daddy, not the assistant pastor, not the head mother, on the mother's day, not the chairman, on the teaching day, not the chairman, on the finance committee, not Lottie or Lottie, nor even got it. I am persuaded that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Say no, no hind, no death, no any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Christ, he was our Lord. Let the thunder roar. Let the lightning flash. Let the flames dance. I decided that I'm going all the way. has an old soul that says, that they know the Lord will be high upgraded every day. Still praying as I go on the Lord. against us over weakness. You cry, I got love over hate. You cry, I got peace over confusion. I got life over death. I got heaven over hell.
God promised you. But every time you try to share it,
But that certain individual, you feel like this. Before you share it, you feel like this. But after you tell them what God told you, you feel like this. And old folks say it like this, sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. All the joy got nuts. Mouths don't. And you feel small. Your vision seems to disappear after you have the conversation with that person. And some of you have been dealing with folks for years. It could be in your family. It could be a coworker. You keep telling them you see yourself not just being a supervisor, but you see yourself only part of the company. And by the time they get through with you, you feel like this. You started like this. But now, you're back to this. It could be family. It could be business associates. It could even be in the church. It could be that one sitting right next to you. It could be that one praying for you. Sad to say, it could even be your pastor. Yeah, I said it. Amen. It could be your pastor. It could be the board of elders. It could be the evangelist. It could be the presiding bishop. It could be the chief apostle. Nobody will ask God. I don't care what your position is. And I've made up in my mind, whatever God says do, that's what I'm going to do. As a pastor of Praise Tabernacle Church, there's certain things I need your opinions on. There'll be certain things I don't. But I know God told me to do it. There's certain things I ask. I ain't asked nobody for me to start pastoring. Amen. I just had a word from the Lord. We started this Thursday night, me and my wife. We didn't need nobody's permission. We just had a word from the Lord. Right. And preach. Use what you got. There's more in you. And because we figured that there was more in us, God has opened up doors for us to reach the world right here from our garage, preaching to the nations right here, reaching you. I got kinfolk that we reach now. Never could have reached any other way, but we're reaching them now, faithful to the ministry. Some of you never could really get you in the building, but you're just as faithful. You're just as faithful as you can be right now. And we're grateful. We're grateful to God. But we had to realize there's more. You've been sitting on your business. I've been talking about this the last couple of weeks at the church. I'm going to deal with it again Sunday. Got a message Sunday. The title on Sunday is Another One Bites the Dust. Some of y'all old folk remember that song. And another one down, and another one down. Another one bites the dust. Lord, the is coming, and the creek don't rise. Now tune in Sunday morning. We're going to be preaching from the subject, Another One Bites the Dust. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Listen, amen. It's 8 o'clock. Amen. I'm through. If you have been blessed by this word on tonight, even if I made you mad, but the Lord is impressing on your spirit to be a blessing. The information is on the screen now. You can be a blessing. Whatever the love amount is, whatever the mad amount is, I'm mature now. I spend mad money. Amen. I spend dope money. Lord help us. However the Lord said, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. God can use who he want to use to bless you. And I preach to the dope head. I preach to the crackhead. Amen. I preach to the alcoholic. I believe the preaching of the gospel saves anybody from the guttermost to the utmost. It took the preaching of the gospel to save a fornicator like me, a liar, a cheater like me. It took the preaching of the gospel. Been in church my whole life, but I had to hear the right gospel at the right time. Been here preaching my whole life. Been in church all my life. Ain't been saved all my life. Amen. But I thank God for grace. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry and say, Pastor, we just want you to take your family to dinner tonight, tomorrow. Take Lady Zachary out. Take her to Applebee's. Take her somewhere. Take her to Ruth Chris. Take her somewhere. Take her to dinner. Take your family out to dinner. This is a family ministry. Thursday night is all about family. And I want your family to be all it can be. Get an edge on life in God's army. That's an old commercial. Old army commercial. But be all you can be. Man, be that head of your home. Wife, be that supporter that walks next to him and show a united front in front of the children. Don't let the children cause you to fight each other. Love each other while you got a chance. And one of these days those children gonna leave. The children are only temporary part of the household. If you raise them right. Some of y'all got children, they 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, they still living with you. Never been out, but I'm just saying. Amen. But the Bible says, if this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, but he that finds the wife finds a good thing. Amen. I got folks calling. God bless you, all of we got folks listening. We want to do the offering. Amen. You can cash out right now at $OZ264. Amen. If you'd like to be a blessing tonight by Cash App, you can Cash App us right now at $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. The number is 264. OZ264. No gift is too small, and definitely no gift is too big. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Amen. We don't preach to get an offering, but an offering does help. Amen. We preach anyway, with or without an offering. I've been preaching now over 20 years. Amen. I've been pastoring, amen, over 12. There's been many Sundays, many, amen, messages preached without an offering. So that's not why we do it. But we thank God for this new direction. Amen. If you'd like to be a blessing and you'd like to give by way of debit or credit card, PayPal, amen, you can call the financial officers. It might be available. If not, just leave a message. 678-760-6056. That's our church financial office. 678-760-6056. And just call that number. Let them know you want to be a blessing to Bishop Omar Zachary and family Thursday night service. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Amen. And may God bless you real good. Listen, meet us back this Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. We're going to be preaching from the subject. Another one bites the dust. All right, just got a press. Some of you now look at the t-shirts. These are, me and my wife didn't get a chance to take a picture when we wore these a few weeks ago. But this is the second t-shirt with the cross and it says, hang with him. Amen. The first t-shirt is black and white. On the front it says, if God be for us. On the back it says, the who don't matter. That's coming out of Romans 8, and I think 28, 31, somewhere around now. Amen. And this was another message I preached about hanging with him, about the two thieves. And this is what this is, a good witnessing team. And as you walk on vacation, as you walk on your job and they see the shirt, what does that mean, hang with him? Then you have an opportunity to witness about Jesus Christ. Amen. And we have a couple more already. Amen. If you would like a t-shirt, you can send us a text at 678. Amen. 790-7037. The shirts are $15. Amen. If you're a 4X, amen, and higher, it's $2 more. So it's $17. Amen. If you're 4X and higher, it's $17. But anything else is $15. Amen. These are just trying to use what's in our hand. If God gives us ideas, amen. We just put them out there and pray, amen, that the Lord will touch people's hearts and that they will support it. And that's what's been happening. I wasn't even at church Sunday, but we had an order over 10 shirts that was the same one. We got folks in the Alders, his family all the way in Ohio, different people, they upset because he ain't got them their t-shirts. So he's trying to get it in tonight, get his order in. Amen. So when his mother and them come down in a few weeks or so, he won't get jumped on. Don't get your t-shirt. Amen. We're going to be putting in another. We got another design. We got two more designs already. Amen. In the Word. Amen. That the Lord lays it on your heart. Also those that's going to be partnering in with us. Amen. We're asking for 25 partners that can sow a seed, that can partner in with us at $25 a month. Amen. To the partners, once this gets, we want to start in April, probably have to wait until May, because we got some things, especially by the time we get out of school, there's going to be some summer things I'm going to be doing, specifically for the partners. We're going to be doing some noonday Bible study that's going to be for everyone that wants to tune in, but there's going to be some special things for the partners. And once this actually gets kicked off, partners, your t-shirt should be included, amen, whenever we come out with one, because you're already partnering in with us. Amen. We will automatically give you a t-shirt. Amen. So we thank you. Appreciate you tuning back in Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Amen. Sister Tamisha Brown, my cousin, we're praying for you. Amen. Y'all keep the Brown family lifted up in prayer. Amen. Amen. And God will continue to strengthen them. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you all tonight. It's in you that we live, move, and have our being. We ask that you forgive us of our sins of omission and of commission. If there is one under the sound of our voice on tonight that you do not know the Lord Jesus and the pardon of your sin, and you want to know him, you want to be in right fellowship, you want to make him your Lord and Savior, repeat this after me. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. This night I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And it is so in Jesus' name. You're saved just that quick. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him, Jesus, from the dead, shall be saved. Confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Tell the world that you're hanging with him. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 tells us to go and ye therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Good night, until we see you again. Godspeed.
Stop here.